how very much I've tried my best to give you a good life. But in spite of all of my strides, a handful of our people with their lives have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal and the censure, some have stolen children from others and are in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting there waiting on a powder keg. I don't think it is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we have in mind to do with our babies. And except by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait over the catastrophe that's going to happen on an airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman is nearly killed here. If you can't see your people's children, you can't take off your people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world within themselves is violence, and the violence will take it by force. But we can't live in peace, we must die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we've tried, and this Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment. He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. What's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. Danny, this is as plain as I know how to tell you. I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like we used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way we can survive. Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if their children are left, we're going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. And what we'd like to get people across this stuff, and some people here are prepared to know how to do that. We're in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Is it too late for Russia? His wife's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, he bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They're gone with the guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I was. I'm going to split my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And I say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjar, who tried to get the man back here. And Ujjar, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up his family. And they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjar? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived this for all and I've died for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine. I appreciate you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you have to see two sides of one issue, two sides of the question. What those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make of us is not acceptable. When they get through lying, they throw so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I feel less than I live for Russia. That's what I think. I don't think nothing is impossible.
How are you going to
airlift to
Russia?
Well, I thought they said if they got an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
Oh, they did. They gave us the code that they'd let us know of an issue. Not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. Didn't check on them, see if it's on the code. Didn't check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But for me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living that cuts it. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. Christine, it's not worth living like this. It's worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left to tell 100 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20 odd.
That's a small 20 odd. 20 odd.
What year?
20 odd. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think they'll go down.
You don't think they'll go down? I wish I could tell you right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightly so, Debbie Blakey for the murder of his mother, and he will stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
To Russia. You think Russia's going to want... No, we're not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We have some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my thing.
Well, everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of it. Well, when people life in my hands, and I said, I don't want your life in my hands. I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you ever have. Once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My attorney says, detach myself. No, 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 no. I never detach myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. And the next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. This is what I'm talking about, the nows and the dispensation of judgment. This is a revolutionary, suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call, we will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take us.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But I look at all the babies and I think they deserve to live.
I do. You know? But also they deserve, once more, they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have they had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I've laid down my life practically. I practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you. A person for food continues to say that you're winning when you lose. Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. Ma'am, you have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? Come on up and speak it again. And say him up and say it about the car route. It's taken off. No plane is taken off. Suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody, can they talk, can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the stone does not get by with this infamy. This infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. To have us destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated.
Did you not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? He would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell that they're going to come in whenever they please and push into our house, come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. This is not living. That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I saw.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped the rest. Because if they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped the rest.
It's over, sister. It's over. We made that day. We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day.
We win when we go down. Tim Stone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator. I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this seat and talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. If there's any way to call back the immense amount of damage that's going to be done, but I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christine, if you stop to think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think, as an individual, I have a right to
do, and I'm listening,
what I think, what I feel. And I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
I'm not criticizing. What's that? Yesterday, that's what 20 people said today, we're alive.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you.
Christine, you're only standing here because he was here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
Oh, it's right. Does she have much right to speak to anybody else, too? What'd you say, Ruby? Well, you'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you don't die. You'll regret it.
Too many people?
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, as a man born out of due season, I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.
I'm not talking to her. Will you let me talk?
You talk.
Will you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor, or let her talk?
How can you tell your leader what to do? He is. I've listened to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. It must be just a one slight bit of encouragement. I just now instructed them to go there and do that.
All right, now everybody, hold it. We didn't come. Hold it.
That's longer maintained. To lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our lives right now. He hadn't taken them. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I don't assist this, Christy. Or they got to shoot me to get food to some of these people. I'm not letting her take your job. Can you let them take your job?
John,
what's that?
You want to see John?
I want to see. Please.
Are you saying that you think you think more of him than other children do?
John,
what you're saying?
If you're acting, do you think I'd put John's life above others? If I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with his jaw. I'd send John out and he could go out on the driveway tonight.
Because he's young, they're young.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above your jaw. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you'd done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
All ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all of us sister brothers are with me.
For months I tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. That we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. That we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today? Do you notice who walked out? Mostly white people. Mostly white people walk. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point. There's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered. But if they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever.
Right.
made a difference.
I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
People get hostile when you try to...
Oh, well, some people do. But then it's just some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. Yeah, to be honest, if you stayed and if you'd have wanted to run, you'd have run with them because anybody could have run today they would want to. I know you're not a runner. And I, your life is precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
What comes now, folks?
What comes? Don't let this. Just take Dwyer on down to the east house.
Everybody be quiet, please.
You've got some respect for our lives.
Let me sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
I know. I tried so very, very hard. We're trying over here to see what can happen to our fans. Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Jara. I said Dwyer. Nobody gonna take you, Joe. I'm not letting them take you, Joe. Get in, folks. It's easy. It's easy. Yes, my love.
At one time, I felt just like Christian felt. And after today, I don't feel anything because the biggest majority of people left here for a fight. And I know it really hurt my heart because
it
broke my heart to think that all these years that the excited to have been with us and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now because I don't see.
All over. What a legacy. What a legacy. Not the Red Brigade, the only ones that make any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy, they came into our home, they followed us 6,000 miles away, and that began to kill them justice. The congressman's dead. Please get us some medication. It's simple, there's no convulsions with it, it's just simple. Just please get it. Before it's too late, the GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving. Don't be afraid to die. If you see a few people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever shot the Congress? I don't know who shot it. The Speaker peace, and those had a right to go, and they had a right to... How many are dead? Oh, God Almighty, God Almighty. Hmm? Teddy Parks is in.
I think that is going to be long enough in a safe place to write about the goodness of Windsor.
I don't know how in the world they're going to write about us. It's just too late. It's too late. The congressman's dead. The congressman's dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out. They're dead. didn't, but my people did. My people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much. They've been provoked too much. What's happened here has been too, this has been an act of provocation.
If there's any way possible to have them to get fixed, something to take them, I'm satisfied, okay?
Okay.
I said, if there's any way he can do to get out of them to give Ted something so he won't have to let him go through, okay? And I'm satisfied.
Thank you, God. Good, good. Good, good.
I'm not saying I'm ever going to be that. And I appreciate you for everything. You're the only. You're the only. And I appreciate you.
Please, can we hasten? Can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. I tried. Medication here, you got to move. Marching to
the appointment. You have to move, and the people that are standing there, and their eyes are staying in the radio room yard, so everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Everybody keep calm and try and keep your children calm. And the older children will help love the little children and reassure them. I'm crying from pain. It's just a little bitter taking it, but you're not crying out of any pain. Aaron McGowan, can I please see you back?
I used to do before I came here. Let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough through Father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
Exactly, there's nothing you can do but step that way. It's the only way to step. The choice is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
If you have a body that's been crippled, suddenly you have the kind of body that you want.
A little rest.
It feels good. You've never felt so good, family. I tell you. You've never felt so good is how that feels.
I do hope that those attorneys will stay where they belong and don't come up here. What is it? What is it? Is it what?
Hard.
Only at first is it hard. God, only at first. Living, you're looking at death, it only looks at it. Living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night bringing, it's much more difficult.
I just want to say something to everyone that I see that is standing around and crying. This is nothing to cry about. This is something we could all rejoice about. We could be happy about this.
They always tell us that we could cry when you're coming into this world. But when we're living as a little people, I think we could be happy about this. I was just thinking about Jim Jones. He just has suffered and suffered and suffered. We just the honor of God, and we don't even have a chance to enjoy his death here.
Because he was the only one that stood up for me when I needed him. And thank you, Dad. I'm glad you're my brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be here. Okay.
Please, for God's sake, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. To have to watch you every day die slowly, and from the time you're a child to the time you get gray, you're dying. Dishonest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us, and they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. Who wants to go with a child has a right to go with a child. I think it's humane.